La 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 la.
Hello, friends. The tens on duty today are Haifa 3 and Chaver 2. The right of speech goes to Haifa 3.
Hello, dear friends. What a great privilege it is to be together with you. How much joy, how much love there is in the connection between us. We prepared a surprise for you. With love and great excitement. Let's now open our hearts, accept our friend. Here's our friend, the great Oman, the great artist, speaking from his heart.
We're reading an excerpt from Rabash's letter 40. When one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For the rule is that a novelty entertains. His friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself, since men can toil only where he feels pleasure. And since he is beginning to feel pleasure in caring for his friend, he naturally cannot think of himself.
Good morning, dear friends. A wonderful morning, a joyous morning. Together now, let's enter together. Let's awaken the love between us and enter the lesson with one heart. Let's awaken the love between us and enter the lesson in one heart, together, friends. This is an active workshop, by the way. Awaken the love between us.
Let's awaken love between us and enter the lesson with one heart. We started by hearing the excerpts. The friends were reading, starting at 2:30, and I've heard your voice, the voice of people who got up like lions in order to truly give an inspiration and read. In spite of the different difficulties, even though it's not so simple to get up and start reading excerpts at 2:30, but they did get up, and they do it every morning. They get up and they read and read excerpts by Kabbalists and our teachers. I really love hearing them read in the morning. Coleman.
Yes, to awaken our collective heart, our single purpose, which unites us all around the world.
Yes, the moment we exist in this common heart with the intention that we really went through the preparation, and you feel that you already want all the friends to be there, and they are there, as one man in one heart, in a prayer for us to be connected and draw the reforming light in this lesson, for us to give him contentment.
Yes, we need to have so much gratitude for being with a group of people who wake up in the morning and the first thing they see is the friends. Speaking about the purpose of life, about being a bestowal. Without these friends, the person doesn't have this reality. He lives in an egoistic world with everyone else. But here you have sparks wanting to ascend, wanting to be like something else. So we need to have great gratitude for having these friends, these very special desires, to appreciate them greatly.
Yes. And it truly warms our hearts to see the yearning of the friends like that, their yearning for connection in the morning when they come tired. They get up and they start to attached to each other, to be inspired by each other, and to feel in our heart this common desire.
Yes, indeed, there's great gratitude, because when you wake up in the morning, there's a moment where you don't know who you are, why you're in this life, what everything is for, and immediately then you recall your friends and the purpose of life that we all set for ourselves, and you begin to gain energy, powers, desire to come to the lesson. And I remember how the 10 held me in their hands all day yesterday, holding me in the right thoughts. And now together we can ask during the lesson that the Creator glue us together so we become a vessel worthy of the revelation of His quality between us.
All of our work is to awaken the love. Yesterday we read together a Rabash article, and we read that each one has to awaken the spirit in the society, remind everyone that there is a force called the Creator, a force of love that fills up the whole of reality, and we just have to correct our kalim in order for us to feel it and feel all the friends in the state of Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction.
We're standing here before some people who are the essence of humanity, few in quantity, but great in quality. It's like a spiritual nuclear bomb, and you need just to look at the friends to think about these desires that rose. Everyone got up to pray together. There's nothing greater in reality than this, and there's nothing that makes more noise in the upper worlds and lower worlds than this. So let's pray together now.
Yes, we are truly among people whom the Creator is opening, developing between the bad and the good. These are not just pure white people. Rather, these are people who have both extremes inside of them, superheroes capable of holding inside of them this pressure. So let's pray for all of us that we will be rewarded of passing to the world this gap, this difference between the good and the bad called the Creator.
Bore Olam, Melech, Chai v'Kayam.
Dear Creator, the Living King, please accept the prayer of the friends who've assembled this morning in your honor. Send them the reforming light. Gather and give power to all the friends of Bnei Baruch to come to you, to adhere to you with great yearning. Renew our prayers every day and every moment. Turn us into a single ten. Let our hearts see the virtues of our friends and not their deficiencies, and all in order to bring glory to you. Send health to all our friends who are sick, to your people, the people of Israel, and those sick in Israel and in the world, and that we will discover the single heart, bestowing to you and bring you gladness with complete absolute love. Amen. May it be so.